Happened here this morning. We actually kicked off Bethany Kids, and it covered pretty much everyone here. And we had between three-year-olds and fourth graders, we had over 90 kids in our commons area as we kicked this off. It was awesome. Yeah, it was really worth celebrating. And we continue to, of course, grow our children's ministry and youth ministry here, and we just continually pray that people will be blessed by this. So if you're here on a Sunday morning, and you have kids, this is a good place to be, and we have lots of fun things happening for them. It's like this VBS-style rotational thing, lots of fun, crafts, singing, all the good stuff. Also, coming up this next weekend is our annual men's retreat here at Bethany. And as you came in, you probably saw a wooden thing that looked kind of like the logo there. And there's some information about the men's retreat. It's called Forward, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And Pastor Todd and myself will be there. And if you're a guy, we want to invite you. There's still time to register this week, and it's a neat experience. We get away, and we do lots of fun things. Sometimes we do ropes courses and all this crazy stuff. And there's a lot of opportunity to get to know other guys and also just spend some time in His Word and grow together there. And so I invite you to take a moment and register for that, and you can grab more information on your way out tonight about that event. Lastly, if you look around you, there are some places, baskets and things that you see. Don't forget that any time you come in or as you're leaving or even when you go out for communion, you can let us know that you're worshiping with us by filling out the card on the back of your bulletin, or that's also where you can drop your offering if you have it here tonight. And so it's an exciting time here at Bethany as we continue to do lots of cool things, including kick off our new sermon series, which I'll share with you about here in a little bit. But you are what makes 242. You're what makes Bethany what it is. And so it's always good to take a moment to say hello to each other, see who you're worshiping with. And so I invite you now to just take a minute and greet each other, welcome one another here tonight at 242 Worship. It's awesome seeing you all here tonight, and I don't want to interrupt all the conversations, and so you, of course you can kind of keep greeting, but as soon as you're done saying hello to some people, I invite you to be seated for a minute here. I've just been, I don't know about you, but as I've reflected on the news this past week and the past month even this past year, I mean, is there a lot of good news in the newspaper, really? It's not a lot of good news. In fact, we see and hear so much bad news that we thought it'd be fun here at 242 and at Bethany to kick off a new series called Good News. And to kind of help us get started, instead of focusing on all the negativity, I have some good news I want to share with you tonight.
Breaking news. Everybody won the lottery. Even if you didn't buy a ticket, your friend bought one for you, so you won as well. Ticket holders will each receive $4 bajillion.
A record number of drivers have been pulled over this month to be told their driving is fantastic. Keep up the great driving, America.
There was a robbery downtown earlier this afternoon. Wait, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. It says there's free pizza for anyone who wants it, and it's delicious.
TSA announced this week that all lines at the airport will immediately turn into conga lines. I, Karamba.
In sports news, you can slam dunk, and when you do, you'll make a fireball like an NBA jam. Boom shakalaka.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
You're awesome.
There it is.
It's awesome. We all could use a little bit more good news in our lives. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about, for the next several weeks, all the good news that we have in Christ and what that means for us when we encounter Him. And so we're going to look at this tonight. We're going to look specifically at what good news means and how Jesus brings that good news to us. And so if you have your Bible or your Bible app, so you can turn to Luke chapter 4. And we're actually going to begin in verse 18. And I'm just going to read a few verses here, but I'm going to reference the whole context of the story. But before I read it, what's happening here is Jesus is getting ready to kick off His ministry. He's getting ready to make Himself known, and He's getting ready to do some things that draw some attention to Himself. And so one of the things He does is He goes back to His hometown of Nazareth. And He goes to the synagogue, that's where they teach and they talk about religious things, and He opens up this scroll from the book of Isaiah. And He begins to read it to the people, and this is what it says starting in verse 18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This sounds like great news, right? Wonderful news. But then Jesus does something immediately after this, which is shocking to people. He says to them that this is going to be fulfilled in me by what I do, by who I am. And this immediately sets people off because he's essentially claiming to be God. And this is blasphemy, and they don't know or believe that he is God. And so they immediately begin to chase after him, to throw him off the edge of the cliff to his own death. And he manages to push his way through the crowd and get out alive, which sounds like bad news. But the good news is that what this does is actually propels him out into the countryside, and he begins calling people from all different walks of life to follow him, and he begins to spread the good news. And so what exactly, when we read about good news in this story that he quotes from the book of Isaiah, what is it that we are talking about? Well, the good news is very simply, I mean, it is the gospel. Like, it's what we know that we have in Christ. And the gospel is simply that despite all your brokenness, all your weakness, all your shame, all your guilt, all your imperfections, a holy and perfect God sent his one and only Son to die for you so that you could have everlasting and eternal life and resurrection and new life in him. And that's it. You don't have to do anything for that because he loves you so much. And that's great news. I mean, that is really good news. And so good news is absolutely 100% the gospel. But good news encompasses more than just the gospel. I mean, the gospel looks like something. It's about something. It's about the inbreaking of the kingdom of God. And we see that in Christ. And we see that in what Christ does. And so Christ really points this out when he says it's going to be completed in him, because we learn that the good news is proclaiming liberty to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, setting liberty to those who are oppressed, and proclaiming the Lord's favor. And so the gospel is the good news, and the good news looks like healing, it looks like new life, it looks like forgiveness, and it looks like the kingdom of God. You see, everywhere Christ went, he couldn't help but bring life. As he was roaming around the countryside, he would encounter people in pain, people who were suffering, people who were blind, and he would heal them. And people would be amazed at his power and his authority. And he healed because that's what the kingdom of God does. It brings good news, and good news doesn't look like death. It looks like life. And so everywhere Christ went, God's kingdom flowed from him. And this is why sometimes we call the Gospels Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's because these are books that are full of good news. They're full of every good and perfect thing Christ did for the people he encountered, and ultimately everything he does and continues to do for you. And so this is what it means to be in Christ. This is what it means to be a follower of Christ. It's to be part of that kingdom breaking in. And so on the day-to-day, I mean, this is kind of stuff that I feel like if you read Scripture, if you focus on the Word, this is kind of common knowledge. Like, it's, we know Jesus heals, we know Jesus forgives. And so the question is always, is this still news good for us today? Do we still experience this good news? And I think the answer is absolutely. I think what happens sometimes is that because we're so distracted by all the bad news, all the brokenness, all the uncertainty in our own lives, sometimes we miss God's kingdom breaking into our world. We don't quite see and experience fully or appreciate fully what Christ is doing for us. And so since we're focusing on good news, I wanted to actually draw your attention to some good news. I read the news all the time. I watch it, and it's frankly, it is depressing. But every now and then you'll see or hear something that defies your expectation, that illustrates that God's kingdom is still breaking into this world in unexpected ways. One particular story that comes to mind is a story about a little boy named Ryland Ward. Has anybody heard of Ryland Ward? Ryland Ward was about 5 years old when about a little over a year and a few months ago, he was attending a Baptist church in Sutherland Springs. And on that particular Sunday, a man came into the church and opened fire on the congregation. And this boy was hit 5 times with the bullet. And the way the story read is that when they actually found the boy and they picked him up and they took him to the ER, there was just, I don't want to get graphic, but it's just, he was so torn up that they thought this was his last trip. And so several days, several months of recovery, there was an interview with his grandmother and she said that she sat in the ER next to this boy every single day and she just prayed that God would bring a miracle because there was nothing she could do. I mean, there's not a single thing she could do to help him but sit and wait for healing to happen. And so the prayers came, and she felt that the room was full of the presence of Christ and that the Spirit was there protecting him. And then finally the day came, and there was good news.
Waving through the window of a fire truck, Ryland Ward was thrilled to finally go home. Crowds lined the streets cheering for the six-year-old. He was in the hospital recovering after a gunman opened fire at his Sutherland Springs, Texas church. Ryland was shot 5 times. Many in his family were killed during the rampage.
I picked him up and carried him outside right away.
Rusty Duncan is the volunteer firefighter who saved Ryland's life. He visited him in the hospital nearly every Sunday.
No matter how much pain he was in, he never showed it.
So when it was finally time to come home to loved ones, Rusty rode him back in style, honking the horn so everyone would know. This was a special homecoming.
He's our hero. He is the reason that we stay positive through all this.
A community still healing from so much pain was happy to see. I'm Lee Sheps for InsideEdition.com.
I mean, so Ryland Ward became this sort of beacon of hope for the people because he had overcome such amazing odds, and this was good news. It's what inspired people, and they needed that inspiration because of all the negativity that they'd experienced in their hometown. Another great story, have any of you heard about Roxley Doss? Anybody know Roxley Doss? This story actually comes right next door to us. The family lives in Hays County, down in the Buda area, and Roxley was diagnosed with an incredibly rare brain tumor that tends to affect children. And the survival rate, if you're diagnosed with this, is pretty much zero. They'll do things to sort of prolong your life, but they've never really been able to successfully prevent people from being fully affected by this tumor. And so, again, similar story. The family was posting on Facebook and housing communities asking for prayer. She was at Dell Children's, and it's miraculous, the good news that we get from this story.
Doctors caring for an 11-year-old girl in Texas say they are mystified. The girl was diagnosed with a rare brain tumor, but now for reasons doctors cannot explain, she is cancer-free. Dr. Tara Narula has the story.
When 11-year-old Roxley Doss was diagnosed with what appeared to be a rare inoperable brain tumor in June, she faced it with courage. Some 300 children in the U.S. are diagnosed with this particular brain tumor, DIPG, each year. There's no cure, and less than 1% survive beyond 5 years.
It is a devastating disease. You have decreased ability to swallow, sometimes vision loss, decreased ability to talk, eventually difficulty with breathing.
Roxley was given months to live. As she went through weeks of radiation, her parents, Scott and Gina Doss, prayed for a miracle.
We got it.
Yeah, we did.
For sure.
Praise God, we did.
Typically, radiation is a life-extending treatment, not a cure. But just over 2 months after being diagnosed, the tumor appeared to have completely gone away.
It was actually unbelievable. The tumor is undetectable on MRI scan, which is very unusual.
While doctors remain extremely cautious about her long-term prognosis, for now, Roxley is just as active as she ever was. For the Doss family, Christmas came a little early this year. Dr. Taryn Arula, CBS News, New York.
Doctors caring for
them. Did you hear that? Like, just 2 months after she began treatment, it just miraculously disappears. I mean, how amazing is that? Like, the family in prayer, just waiting, not having anything to do, waited. And God brought healing. And so God's kingdom does break into different aspects of our lives. We do see his healing take place even in prayer, even in times of uncertainty. We wait and rest in him. This other person's actually a little bit more close to home. It's more personal to me. I've mentioned her a few times in a sermon or two, but it's a woman by the name of Tia Brady. And this next to her in the picture is actually my daughter, Kinsey. She doesn't look anything like that now. But Tia is Kinsey's godmother. And she was diagnosed with a pretty aggressive cancer that was spreading throughout her entire body. And a very positive person. She came here to Austin to celebrate my daughter's baptismal birthday. And she, even as her health continued to deteriorate, she had hope that God would heal her. And so people loved her. She's well known, and they prayed for her, and they were encouraging her. And in all that prayer, do you know what happened? She died. And that doesn't sound like good news, does it? because she died. But you see, we all need hope, and we all need good news, and we all need something to carry us through. And I can tell you something for sure. Do you know what Tia did get? She got to go home. Now, she got to be with her Heavenly Father. She got to experience the love of Christ. She got to be at peace. You see, good news doesn't necessarily always look or feel like we want it to, but God always gives us good news, and he always gives us hope. It may not happen the way we want it to happen. It may not look the way we want it to look, and it certainly may not be when we want it to be. But all those in Christ have nothing to look forward to but good news. In fact, great news. Because God's kingdom defeats death. And so Tia is resting in the arms of her father. She's with Christ, but she will be living again. She will be raised. She will be a part of that new creation of God's kingdom breaking in. God's kingdom continues to move regardless of what we experience. Even Paul himself sort of experienced this. There's a story where he prayed multiple times for this thorn, this thing that bothered him, to be taken away from him. And it never was. And yet, even in the midst of all of that, he was able to keep preaching the gospel and bringing the good news that he knew was true because of his experience with Christ. And so good news continues to flow because our God is a God of good news. And we get this good news through Jesus Christ and all that he has done. And so when I was reflecting on this sermon, and when we kind of got the graphic set done for the bulletin and for the sermon series, I was looking at the cover and I thought, well, this is interesting. A woman with an umbrella. And I thought, what does this mean? And at first I thought maybe it was an homage to the re-release of Mary Poppins, which is good news. I really wish Mary Poppins would come to my house. That would be great news. But as I looked at the cover and as I was thinking about, you know, why this, it made me think of something else. It triggered another memory in me. And I don't say this to make anyone feel old, but do you remember the movie Forrest Gump? Does anyone see that movie? Yeah. So that movie came out when I was in middle school. And when that movie came out, it kind of was a story about somebody who experienced trials, but yet there was still good news. And in that movie, the thing that really struck me was actually the soundtrack. And so I remember actually buying the soundtrack and listening to the songs, and the songs came from the 60s and 70s. And there's this one song on the soundtrack by a man by the name of B.J. Thomas. Do y'all know who B.J. Thomas is? Some of you are shaking your heads, yes, yeah. So there's this song, and yeah, I heard somebody say it. What is it? Raindrops keep falling on my head. And I like the metaphor here, because no matter, I know it's superstitious, but I believe in Jesus, so I'm not worried. But the idea is, even if it rains, we're protected. Even in the midst of the rain, something shields us. It keeps us from getting wet. And in the song, the words of the song, I'm going to try this. I tried it this morning and I failed. But I'll try it again. But the way the song goes, he goes, "So I did me some talking to the sun, and I said I don't like the way things, way he got things done, sleeping on the job, but I ain't never stopped the rain by complaining. Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me." And this is the part I always mess up. See, I can't do it now, because it changes. I'll just read the words. I did it this morning, too. It's a really good song. But he says, "There's one thing I know. The blues, they send to meet me, but they won't defeat me. Because it won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me." Yeah. And you see, no matter how much bad news we may experience in this life, good news is always going to come. Happiness will step up to greet you, no matter what, no matter how many raindrops keep falling on your head.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Worrying me, nothing's worrying.